Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Saturday night's edition of your Clocks Off Grudge Discussions radio show with your host, Mr. Fellowship himself, Uncle Larry, bringing back goodwill, fun, and integrity to the grudge game. He hails from the Midwest, great state of Illinois, and magnanimous city of Chicago. So grab your cell phones, tablets, and headsets, and get ready for the truth, and nothing but the truth will be brought to you by Clocks Off for the people of the grudge world. Come on in, participate, let your voice be heard. Look.
There've been so many things that held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. If you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing.
Hello, 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 everybody. Another Clocks Off production again. And also another blessing. The good Lord and blessings when we get a chance to do this once again. And hopefully it's been just a blessing for you all also, as well as it has for each and everybody else that it has been. I want to thank each and one of you all that has tuned in on the show tonight. And I want to say hello to each and every one of you all, and especially, what's going on, fans? Yeah, well, y'all know this is what Uncle Larry do. I can't help myself. This is what it is. It is what it is. With that being said, I always got to turn around and holler at one of my very close and dearest people that's in my life, in the organization, and out of the organization. Brother Crooked Letter, how you doing, man?
Doing pretty good. Just kick back, relax, and sit here waiting to enjoy the show. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, we all blessed, and I'm glad that all the people that could get on the show and listen, and we do what we do.
That's it. That's all.
You only got a hand up already, Uncle Larry.
Oh, no.
Yeah. 312-21227. Oh. 1227, your mic is open.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Won't you let that big mic in it, too?
Big A. What's going on, bro? Hey, what's happening, eh?
What's going on, Uncle Larry, man? How you feel tonight? Crooked Letter, what's going on?
Oh, man, I'm here, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad to be here, bro. You know what I'm saying? Things could be worse. You know what I'm saying? I could not even be here. But I'm good, bro.
Yeah,
you
that's right.
Yep.
That's right. Yeah, we all got to count our blessings, man.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. Got to do that, bro. Yeah, you said a mouthful then, man. You know, cause.
Hey. Sometimes we don't see them, but they be there.
No doubt.
Yeah.
I know in my time span, it's a lot of them that I didn't see. But I acknowledge the fact when I did see that they was there, you know. So I'm just saying that I'm grateful and I'm thankful for all the time that the good Lord has gave me and for all the things that he have done for me in my life, man, you know. And you know, that's one of the biggest things about what we're doing right now. You know, trying to do good, man. You know, trying to make things graceful, trying to make them peaceful, and try to, most important thing, try to make them enjoyable, man, because that's what this is. whole thing is about. Enjoying what we do, you know. Especially while you're able to do it, you know.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you, brother Ed? Talk to me. How you feeling?
Oh, man, just hanging out, man. Just hanging out, waiting on the show to come. I had to do a little run today, got back in the house in time, you know, and I said, let me go and hit this up and see what's going on tonight. And I don't know if y'all got a topic tonight or anything like that, but however it go, you know, let's see what's going to happen. Y'all got a topic tonight or?
Not as specific. And we had a couple of the topics tonight. We had kind of discussed the action. A lot of the fans that was on the shows and stuff, what was it they feel like they wanted to see for 2016 as far as making an improvement in what we do is concerned? You know,
yeah.
We was gonna kind of ask that question. You know, we kind of just had it out there. We didn't deal in those specifics. And the reason that we didn't deal in any specifics is because of the simple fact that right now it's not too much happening in the grudge world in the Midwest right now due to this fact that we're still dealing with a little too bit of winter right now.
Officially,
if we want to talk about something, we generally want to talk about what's going on in the racing world, you know. So with that being said, you know, we have to give it a time to get started, but at the same time, we don't have to waiting for time for our blessings and stuff to get started and keep on doing what we're doing and fellowshipping with each other and having fun and enjoying each other. You know, because
that's right.
The fact that the opportunity is there. So long as the opportunity is there and it presents itself, then hey, that's the throwback right there. You know, so.
Oh, yeah.
I know I'm going to do what I can to try to enjoy it. You know, I mean, I ain't. Don't sit up here and tell nobody that ain't nobody got no imperfections. Sometimes everybody gets still a little bit off course, but long as the majority of the times you stay on course, that's all that's really a necessity. So, you know, I just want to keep this thing moving, man, because this is what the Clocks Off Organization, Motor City Mafia, and the Young Money Organization, man, this is what we do, you know, and we just got to make it work, man, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
No doubt.
But you know, Uncle Larry, I was thinking about something earlier today. You know, I don't want to really say no name because I don't want to put them in a spot. And I'm hoping that maybe I can reach out to some of these brothers, you know, before maybe one of the other shows come on and get a hold of them. I hope they're, you know, they seem like they're a little bashful, you know, with coming and speaking and everything. And I guess they don't like the activities, how some people get on here and holler and scream about racing, but I, you know, I'm going to try to tell them brothers that, you know, when they come on here, they ain't got to be that. They can just come on and talk about past history because these guys is a big part of history themselves, and you never hear nobody really speak on them. And it's still quite a few right off the south side that was, I mean, from the years on back, and they well known, you never hear nobody talk about. And now, I would like to hear from them guys. You know, we ain't forgot them, and some of them still racing, you know, but they around. And I guess they're a little bashful at the radio. But maybe one day we can get them in and they'll come in and talk and add a little flavor to it, you know, to hear from somebody a little different, you know, sometime.
Yeah. I agree with you on that, Doc, because, you know, history is history, man. And what's been done in the past, you know, it counts for something too, you know. So
my
thing with that is, just like what you just said a few seconds ago, you know, everybody, and I say it all the time, man, everybody is valued in the game, man. You know, some people try to make other people irrelevant and small fries and all, but no, that ain't the way it go, man. You know, it's just,
yeah, man.
You know, people just have to.
I credit these people, you know, a whole lot for the grudge game back in the days. And, you know, they was, you know, real graceful-hearted person people. They was good-hearted people that, you know, just like they always talking about. And I think that they ought to be recognized, too, you know, because, like you say, history passing on. A lot of people that don't know them or know of them, they probably like to hear from them, man, because these guys was right there. They was, showed me a lot of, let's say, like team team players, we all got out and got together, and we had a whole lot of fun, you know. And people don't talk about them enough, man, and they were real valid in this game back in the day, man, real valid. Their names was basically what was hollered. It was some of the names that was mostly announced back then, you know, along with some of the other guys that, you know, was back in the days like Ray Lonell, man. These guys, a lot of fun. I like to bring them out, like to talk to them, like to hear people, you know, hear what they got to say, tell their story a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it goes back to what you said a little while ago, you know, because even to the youngest person that turn around and come on, there's one thing you always hear me say, and that is that I just host the show. The show is it's for the people. You know, that's a young opportunity to come in and say what they feel, to give their opinions, and so far and so on. You know, I always give that flow mat to the people, man, because a lot of times I like to sit back and listen to other people and how they feel and what they think, you know. And my thing with that is that regardless of what realm of life that you're in, you can always learn something. You can learn how this person feels. You can learn something about their thoughts because of the simple fact that sometimes you can pick up good thoughts from it, you know. And there's a lot of them that's really, well, you say it's shame to come in and say this and that. You know, we know that there's been a lot of corruption out here where some people just really don't want to raise their hands because of the simple fact that they think that this person going to say this or this person going to say that. But
right,
all that's irrelevant, you know. All
right.
Because the show is for you all. It's not for me. You can get in and express your opinion. If they like it, they like it. If they don't like it, they don't like it, you know. And mm-hmm. vice versa. You know, it's the same
yeah.
thing when they give their opinion. So, you know, if we keep the negatives out, keep the positives in, we really ain't worried about that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Most important thing is we on a mission, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. You know, so it just, you know, they might as well just come on in and say what they got to say. I'm talking about the old times, the whatever.
The new times. Yeah,
that's
everybody.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Don't
that's
be afraid. Come on
about.
In and talk about it. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
No doubt.
That's stumbling in the dark.
Uh-oh.
Hate your business or prepare to get wanged.
Oh, my goodness. What's going on, nephew?
Hey, what's happening, Uncle Larry? Big Eddie?
Oh,
what's
man.
Going on, man?
Oh, man, nothing much, man. Listening to you guys, man, just checking in, you know, supporting the show, doing what we always do best.
Man, you ain't just supporting the show, man. You're a part of this thing, man. Well, you know, I had to look back at my calendar for a minute because I almost got my days mixed up, you know. It is Friday. You know,
yes,
I don't do much every day, so days pass by me. So, I kind of thought it was Saturday for a minute. I had to look back and see it. But it is Friday.
Good old Friday. Hey, we got a new caller. I'm going to bring him in right now. 224-6386. Mike's open.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing this afternoon, this evening?
The criminal.
Yes, indeed. Hey, Uncle Larry, I got a question for you.
Come on, Larry.
We're gonna be at the party on the 28th, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so are you gonna have, or is Grudge gonna have? Not Grudge Inc., but Clocks Off gonna have like some shirts that people can purchase to support. You know what I'm saying? The not only support the show, but to support the group, to support Clocks Off. You know, besides that, you think about that?
You say how we gonna have what now? Criminal, say repeat that again. I had a little noise in the background.
Have you thought about having like shirts made where brothers and sisters can purchase those? So when they go to the track, you know what I'm saying, they got their shirts on, or they can wear the shirts or whatever to support the group, to support the clan. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Yeah, already in motion, criminal. Already
okay.
in motion. Leroy had addressed that. He had addressed that issue last week and week before last. So, yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to make sure that each and every one of us that's in the organization do have T-shirts and so far and so on, so we can represent what we standing on. And also, I didn't get a chance to mention this, but we've had a few more members to turn around and come in and join into the Clocks Off organization within the last few days, you know. So, hey, we're going to do what we got to do, man. You know, we're going to come up with some more ideas and so far and so on, as far as shirts and hoodies and caps or you know, et cetera. You know, we're going to try to do this thing so we all can, you know, uniform. You know what I'm saying?
Without a doubt, without a doubt. Nephew, where you at? Nephew. He must have went on mute.
You know he ain't gonna be still.
I know it. I know it.
Yes indeed.
Yeah, I know. Hey,
yeah.
And we found out when the track gonna be open. I know the Grove opens in April. But what about 41? Do we have a time frame on when 41 is going to be open? I know it's always weather permitted, but, I mean, you know, they normally give you a time frame on that.
Yeah. Well, no, but they may open soon and may open now. I'm not sure. I couldn't give you a specific date. I can find out a specific date for you. And if it so happened that you'd be on the show tomorrow, I can kind of, you know, fill that little gap in for you.
Well, without a doubt, you know, I'm gonna support the show for sure.
Oh, okay. Well, I got you.
Okay, because I'm gonna be on tomorrow. I'm nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Hey, all right. What y'all old folks doing?
Nope. That's Drag.
What is that?
Drag?
Drag?
What y'all old folks doing, man?
He said, "What y'all old folks doing, Uncle Lair?" It's Drag.
What the? What
y'all doing, man? Hey, man, we hanging in there, Drag. We doing what old folks supposed to do, holding on tight, man. Hanging in there.
What's up, Drag? Old folks checking in.
Yeah. I appreciate you checking in, too. All Drag, the time.
How'd your show go down there in Iowa, man?
Man, that thing was off the chain, man.
I tried to get in touch before. I should have called you because I got a front end to that 62 Nova. I got trying to get rid of and route with it. She's like a high front
year,
end.
What year front end? For what year Nova?
It's a 62, but it go all the way up to 66. You know, it'll fix it.
It'll go up to 67.
Yeah, 67.
Mhm.
So I'm just trying to get rid of it. I know I heard you on the show. And I couldn't get back in touch with you, man. I didn't get a chance to call you. I thought I was going to call you. Didn't get a chance to call you.
Call me up this week. We got another big show local coming up next week in Schaumburg.
All right, cool. I do. I plan on coming up there, too. I plan on coming up there.
Okay. Quick letter. I didn't get a chance to call you after I made it down south. Cause she was, my mama put us to work, man. Me and my brother worked like dogs for 3 days.
Hey, bro, I understand that.
Yeah, and I left back out of there Friday because I had to be in way the heck up in Lexington, Kentucky Saturday. So I got back home at 11 o'clock that night and went to sleep and was back gone at 6 in the morning Saturday. I had the Pontiac. I sold that Pontiac and I had to go meet the dude halfway to Carolina. So
okay.
that's what I done last weekend.
Well, the thought counts, Drag. You know what I'm saying? You did contact me. You told me you were coming down. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't even get up to Hattiesburg, man, because it was so cold to me up there. I just couldn't go out there.
That's another reason why I went to, you know, I got on the phone and finally secured my deal that Thursday night with the sale. And so I, at 11 o'clock Friday morning, after I ate breakfast with my family, I got up and left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I
well,
think that motherfucker smells some with that beta blocker stuff in it. It blocked the flow of blood to my hands and feet, and I get cold quick.
Yeah. Yeah, Larry, did you make it to Hattiesburg, or you stayed on home?
I stayed home.
Okay.
Man. Uh-huh. Yeah, I stayed home.
Yeah, the weather wasn't that cooperating. I heard it was kind of cold, and then I know when I got there, early Tuesday morning, I went over to Big Chris's. I sat with Monique and Big Chris for about 3 hours. Then we went and ate lunch, and then I went on to my family. I didn't get a chance to see nobody else. Yeah, I did. I seen Hal. I went and seen Hal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, even if the weather had cooperated, Dragon, it still wasn't 100% guarantee I was gonna make it there anyway. Cause you know me, when I get ready to go side doing my little fishing and so far and so on, if I get off into it, then a lot of times I'll turn around and go and do what I'm doing, and then I'll turn around and go back home.
Yeah.
What's going on, Drag?
Who got Big Eddie?
Yeah, man.
Big Eddie, what's going down?
Oh, ain't nothing too much, man. I was thinking about kind of crashing this here party right here, but I'm gonna stand down tonight, man. You know?
Oh Lord,
stand down.
Nah, don't crash the party, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna stand down.
Yeah.
Me and Uncle Larry, all right, man. I want us to stay that way, man. So I'm gonna let him have his just do tonight, man. But you know, I can't promise him that I'm gonna behave every time.
Okay.
Right. You gotta pass this time, Larry.
And I appreciate that too, Drag. I appreciate that, you know, especially coming from Brother Eddie, Drag. I appreciate that. So, Drag, what's happening with you, man? How you looking, Drag? How you looking, man?
I'm going to the paint shop, Larry. Monday. We took the front end and the doors and the wing and all that stuff to the body shop, and all that stuff is all ready for paint. Now you got it all done. I'm going to deliver the car tomorrow evening. We had a couple more things to do to the car before we roll the car out. So tomorrow the car will go to get paint. It'll go in here, finish up the body on the car, and when it comes back, you know, in a couple more weeks, I'll be ready to assemble it, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, we got all the steps done on it pretty much. Got maybe a good half a day of work to do on it tomorrow, and it's ready to go to the ready to leave.
Well, I think we got somebody want to come in and say something to you and put their hand up right quick. I'm going to let them introduce themselves when they come in. 810-6326. Your mic is open.
Hello, Uncle Ed, Quick Leather, everybody else. How y'all doing?
What's going on, Miss Lee?
Hello, Miss Lee.
Hello, how y'all doing?
All right. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. Just call and support the show.
Hey, you put your hand on Dre started talking. I figured you wanted to talk to Dre.
Yeah, but we appreciate your support too, Miss Lee.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Dre did that, Uncle Larry. Dre mesmerized her with his voice. She had to come in and say something.
Uh-oh. Yes, indeed. Yeah.
I wish I could do some sponsors like that. Or they can come in and help me with this stuff.
I heard that.
Yeah, that car's getting to be rough.
I'll sponsor you, Drag, man. I should have about an extra $50 sitting inside.
Man, everything helps. If I can get a whole bunch of people with 50, I'll go with that.
You beat that
flag. Right.
Yeah, I'll make it.
Yes,
I'm halfway done, though. I'm at the top of the hill, guys, dog. I'll be rolling down shortly. It's starting to come together now.
I know that's right.
That make me feel real good to hear you say that, man, because, you know, there's an old saying that I always have, that I always say all the time, Drag, and that is, I love the guys that I know, the ones that I know about and know of. When they make their mind up to do what they do, man, that's what they do. And they come and they contribute to the racing game, you know, to the people, and they fellowship, because I know I fellowship with them. and we have a lot of fun, you know, and that's what it's all about, Dre. You know?
Man, it's game on. That's all I can say, like, it is game on.
That's
it
right.
is game
that's
on. Right. I ain't talking with stuff. I ain't sending no threats. I'm just telling you, it's game on. Hey, it's for real, for real, for real. Ain't no playing this trip. It's for real.
I heard that. Well, I figured that time was gonna come anyway, cause you know I know you.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, it's gonna be a cipher. So that's all I got to tell you.
Yes, indeed. I just think, I don't know. I'm just, like I said before, and I'm going to say it again. I think 2016 is going to be a hell of a season in the racing world. I sure do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
I know we got a couple other people that's going to be returning, and so I'm already ready to return, and so far and so on. And we're gonna do what we do. The only thing we want to do, we just want to have a home front right, so we can get the support, get the flow back, and everything the way that it was, so we can go ahead on and do what we do. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what it's all about. Yep. With you being halfway center, I know it ain't long. It ain't gonna be long at all.
No, it ain't gonna be long. I'm coming, but guaranteed. The Lord don't say no. If he don't say no, and say yes, like he been saying, I'm coming. Believe that, like a freight train.
Yeah. Hey, Drag. Are you familiar with Kyle Kelly?
Yeah, he got the Camaro, the third generation Camaro. Yeah.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I heard his name fly past on a few occasions, but I didn't know that much about Kyle Kelly. You know.
Yeah, well, he got a lot of recognition, notoriety when he went on the TV show and beat the Oklahoma boys up. But I'd seen him around in Mississippi. I've seen him run before in Hattiesburg. I've seen him run in No Problem before. I know exactly who he is. I don't per se know him personally to walk up to me, man, what's going on, but I do know of him.
Mm-hmm. Well, is he a part of the Grudge World?
He Grudge Races. He got a TV show now. He's got his own TV show. A spinoff from the that out Street Outlaws, so now he got a deal. You know, he was so successful racing against them until they started him with his own show. So, but he do Grudge Race. Yeah, he ran Bobby last weekend and got away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He raced Tony Byrne and beat up on Tony Byrne.
Last week?
About a month ago. He beat up on Tony Byrne over there at Bobby Wildchild's race.
Okay.
He's been grudge racing a little bit. But he had his head handed to him last week. He got lucky and got away. Bobby and him had him, you know. But you know, the fastest car don't always win, bro.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bobby and him had him.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Well. Mm-hmm.
Hope we get some more cars to come on and join us to the Grudge World.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, fellas, we got a new caller that want to join the conversation. 312-5187. Mic is open.
Hey, man, I can't talk loud alone, man. Hey, Drag, guess where I'm at, man? This place is packed, man.
Well,
I'm at this Monster Jam, man. At the Monster Jam in Rosemont, at the Rosemont Mons, watching these little Monster trucks and jam. I got my little boy with me, man.
You took your son. Yeah, I used to do the same thing, Well, my boys, the Jones, I used to take them to that, man. They enjoyed the heck out there.
Hey, do you believe this place is sold out, man? I didn't know that many people into this, man. Into this, man, listen at them big old bit blocks, these race motors and having these monster trucks, man. The torque they put out, chuffing and squashing cars, man, it's something else, man.
Yeah.
Like you said, that little Terry enjoying the shit out of this, man.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool, man.
Hey, Terrio.
Yo.
What's up, nephew, sir?
What up, nephew?
I got that for you, just so you know. I just put it in the car right now.
Okay, then I'll see you at the restaurant tomorrow.
You got it.
Thanks, man.
No
man,
problem.
This time it's wild, Joe's, man. Hey, it ain't. Hey, you know I ain't saying it's a thing, but it's a lot. It's not a lot of us here, man. But this place is sold out, man. This time is fat, man.
That's not really a big sport that you know the brothers really go watch. But I mean, it's cool for the kids, though. It's definitely cool for the kids.
Hey, man, and then I'm going to get off and let y'all keep talking. Let me ask you, Dredd, do these motors got a lot of torque? Are they race motors like for cars or is this just designed for these trucks?
Well, horsepower, you know what I'm saying? They more torquey motors than anything. They got to have a torque to be able to, you know, to respond to.
Hey, Terrio. Terrio, what I want you to do is when you get out of there with your son,
right.
go on YouTube and type in Bigfoot versus the Corvette. That truck with all them tires on it raced the Corvette and beat it.
Really?
Yeah.
I see Grave Digger is their number one thing, though. Grave Digger, everybody go crazy over Grave Digger.
Grave Digger been a bad boy for a long time.
They like him.
He's
like
been around for a long time.
And he don't mind paying it up.
Yeah, okay.
And he would definitely
so you used to do the same
him.
Thing, huh? The Andre. He used to do the same thing.
Yeah, he took my son every year. He took my son every year to that, man. They even look forward to that.
Yeah, this job ain't cheap, man. The ticket's $55 a ticket, man.
That's way out of the world back when I was doing it. They probably were no more than $18 back when I'm going. We're going back 20-something years.
Hey,
okay.
Terrio.
Yo.
You said the ticket $55?
Yeah, for where I'm at.
But listen to what I'm saying.
Seat.
But the time that you get to spend with your son is priceless.
I ain't talking about that, but I'm just saying. Just to watch, I count heads, man. I'm counting dollars in here. That's all I'm talking about. And this place is sold out. I'm like, God damn. Hey, man, that this is just like an event then, right? That they pay tickets for all
tour.
These drivers.
They on tour.
They go around.
No, they on tour. They go around. They go from state to state. They on tour. They may
so
be
I'm
in.
Talking about
they
everybody
may be
get
in.
Money then. Everybody gets money that participates, right?
That's a session about it. You got to qualify and stuff. I don't think it's a booked in race. These guys go, they run for points and championships.
Yeah, points.
And championships, you know.
Oh, so you mean that everybody don't get paid then? Everybody, all these
guys. You got to qualify. You got to qualify, I'm sure, to get some money, but they may have some
type of trouble. Then the winner gets the big purse then.
Right.
Like, get a purse.
Right.
Okay. Oh, okay. So that's almost like a drag racing event, that everybody will put in a little money to go, and the winner of the event will get the big purse then.
Yeah, pretty much the same
money.
Format.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm going to listen at the show while they're on ad time, and I'm going to go on mute because y'all probably hearing all the background noise.
All right, man.
All right. I'm on mute.
All right. Appreciate you for calling in, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, racing is racing, man. I don't care if you're talking about trucks, cars. I got to get me some waste, some fumes in, man. Smelling this air is the closest I'm getting to a track right now, so I'm cool.
Hey, Drag, how's Bruce, Drag?
Who?
Bruce,
he all right?
Did he ever finish up yet?
With his car?
Yeah.
Yeah, his car been ready. It's ready to go. He just, he waiting on the season to come, but his car's ready.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, he got a new job. He wants to work for a dealership.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I saw him recently and had heard a thing about him recently. I just wondered how he was.
Yeah, he's working now. That's why he ain't around as much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, sir. What else been going on, y'all? I've been on other shows. I got a chance to get on Sham's show for a few minutes last night and had to get right back off. I probably wasn't on in 2 minutes because I had got another call that I had to click over to, and I never did come back from there.
Yeah, well, you know how it is. You got to take care of that business, man.
Yes,
you know how it go. Yes, sir. Just like when we get at the track, that phone will be ringing, and we're going to be trying to take care of some business. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah, well, we ain't got long, Drag, and we might fool around and get an early one because, you know, starting in the next week, man, it's supposed to start trying to warm back up now.
Yeah, well, we definitely getting closer to the better time for racing, you know. You figure at the most we probably got another month of, you know, up and down weather, then it'll start standing in the 30s and 40s.
But then, Drag, you got to look at, we ain't had a bad winter, though. As long as you don't know snow coming, you almost figure it ain't number two more weeks left for February.
Yeah, we had a blessed winter, a very blessed winter. You see what happened in New York a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, I know it's still early where we could get hit with snow, but still it ain't that far away. You know, we done made
right.
it. We done made it through the rough parts, I think, you know.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. And after we get out of this month, we done made it through the coldest. You know, it used to be the coldest in January and February, you know, and after that, the cold leaves us, you know, and then it starts getting in the 30s and 40s. So
yeah.
we're in pretty good shape.
Yep, and that we've been all right, man. It's been pretty good. So, only thing that you just got to look at now, we at the heat of it now, man. It's the middle of the month. Sunday the 14th,
yeah.
It ain't number 29 days, it's 2 more weeks. Time's
right.
Flying like a motherfucker, man. Time is rolling, man.
Yeah, it's getting by. And our little buddies, two of our buddies going to be coming home soon, you know, next month. B's supposed to come home, and then the following month, Ted's supposed to come home.
Nothing coming on soon, right? Knucklehead.
Yeah, he's coming April, the first week of April, and B comes home next month in March sometime.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That will come. I said, man, that we got to enjoy, man, because that. Man, this is it for us, Joe. We on that other side now.
Yeah,
that far. I'm serious, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Look how we lost. That we just lost. Old boy, Squirrel, and all that. I mean, man, you know, life's short, man. Especially now.
Yeah.
We gotta have fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had just recently got a text message. And on the text message, it had old Captain on it, and it said that it was 1 year that day when they sent me the text message since he had passed away. Rest in peace.
Yeah, they sent me that same. I got the same text, man.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got the same case because I didn't know. I think it was the 2nd of February.
Uh-huh.
I think it was the 2nd of February that I got that text.
Mm-hmm.
But see, that's all about the reason, man, is not to let this drugs racing or something get that serious, man, where people get all bent out of shape over it, man, because it's still a sport, man.
Right.
It ain't worth for nobody to get wild and shit up over, you know?
Well, you know, Jerry, all of us, you, me, Drag, all of us, we put it out there, man, and that is, it's not personal, man, you know, so ain't no sense of getting personal with it, you know, as far as, you know, getting upset with it is concerned, man, because, man, there's going to be shit talking in it, man. There's going to be a lot of craziness in it, but all together, it really ain't nothing but fun, you know. A lot of times people just misconstrue the person the wrong way, you know, and that's what it is, you know. So, hey.
See, I agree with you all along, and it's us. We got to lead by that by example, man. Because all the bullshit
good.
I talk, man, all the bullshit I talk is not serious. That after a run, I want to shake anybody I done ran hand and laugh and be able to do it again, man. It ain't personal, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, life is short, you know. Like I've heard speaking of squirrel, I've heard Skin the squirrel on there one day, and they kind of got a little personal. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure if Skin, you know, since he even heard about squirrel and passed away, probably wished that they didn't even have the words. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be careful, man. You know, out here. You have a problem with a dude, and the next day he's gone. You know what I'm saying? I know it got to weigh on you a little bit. You know, not that it was, you know, that one person was picking on the other. You know what I'm saying? I guess it just led to that with the two. But, you know, if you could turn back the hands of time, he probably would say, man, I wish I wouldn't even had to, you know, get into it with him like that, you know. But that's, you know, that's how it is, man.
Yeah.
Try not to say nothing, you know, bad to nobody, even when they're talking crazy, man. I just get quiet or back off, you know. As long as they ain't in my face with it, they can get away with it, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the good thing about it, you know.
Yeah.
Through all of what we have been through, bro.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay on this side of the prison.
That's right.
Get back in.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Yes, sir. Because really and truly, if y'all chill out and you think about it and take all the things under consideration and all the experiences that you had in life, it really turns out to be a good thing, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think that that's with all of us, though, man. That as we get older, you're supposed to get smarter and wiser, you know? That's the whole thing of it, you know?
Yeah.
And it damn sure didn't happen to me, Drag, because, you know, I used to be wild as hell, man.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you ain't the only one. I was out there, you know, just as wild, talking crazy and drop it. You know, be ready to fight to drop a hat. But, you know, all those days behind me, man.
Exactly.
Hey. What's up, Big Greg?
What up, nephew?
Oh, man, nothing much. I think we just got to come to terms with that it's an understanding that outside of this talk show, a lot of us guys talk. We fellowship. It's a brotherhood. It's not just, you know, picking your phone up and calling the talk show. We really show each other we care about each other. We call, we check on each other, so on and so on. So, I mean, you have a lot of friendships, associations of people being around each other that then turned into whatever it turned into from this show. So, I mean, every life is precious. Every voice, every person, every opinion counts for something. And we just have to learn how to, you know, take constructive criticism and at the same time respect somebody else's opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I sure like to I like to leave with the thought of believing that it's a brotherhood. You know what I'm saying? But some guys are personal, and they take things personal. You know, for no reason, they take they jealousy or they hatred out of context. You know, and that's what makes a problem. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you got a problem with a person, you should try to work it out and go talk to them about it. But some of these cats don't. You know what I'm saying? And they leads to something different, man.
Hey, but Drag, it's called grudge racing for a reason. So if you got a grudge with a person, take it out in the beans. Don't take it out in everyday life for wanting to beat a person up, or shoot a person, kill a person. That's not what this was built for. This is not the format for this.
But well, see, the main thing is if you got a grudge with a person, or if it's that serious, it's just best not to just leave it alone, man. If it's that serious, avoid the situation.
You know something.
And that's what I had to learn to do. What's that?
You know something, bro. The name grudge is just a new term for street racing. It's all street racing. They try to give it more of a professional name, so it didn't look like a bunch of hoods and thugs. You know what I'm saying? Because when you say street, then it kind of like pulls out the street people. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say the bad people. I'm going to say the street people, but the name changed from street racing to grudge racing to kind of make it sound a little bit more professional, you know, and people take the term grudge personal, you know what I'm saying? So if I want to race whoever, then I got a problem with him, I got a grudge with him. I don't have a grudge with him. I have a race that I want to run with him. You know, and it's nothing personal. It's two people that think like when we were kids. You know, we get a new pair of gym shoes on the first thing we do is go try to race somebody on feet that beat us the last time. It's just two races, two people racing each other.
What you're saying is all the way true, but you know, it goes for you and it goes for myself. Once you get that man upstairs, in your life, man, everything just works out so much easier, man. And a lot of us just don't understand that yet. You know that?
Right.
Once you get him in your life, man, a lot of it is easy, man. A lot of it is real easy.
That is definitely true. But I another thing that I see is this: if you're gonna be a graceful winner, you got to be a graceful loser.
You got to be that first, nephew.
Right.
You got to be that first.
Right. But you got people out here that want to win all the time, and then when they lose, then they upset. You know. And I think that if you learn how to take it on the chin and keep going, it'll make you a better person.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you definitely appreciate winning. You know, if you can accept the loss.
But that's what make you a winner. First thing that's gonna make you a winner is a loser. You gotta be. If you could take losing good, you're gonna be a great winner. But you gotta know how to lose.
My point is
that's the whole thing. You know that's what made Michael Jordan so great. Once you see a person winning and you do all that, it gives you that drive, man. But you can't be bitter.
But just picture this, Terrell. Picture this one. If you woke up every day of your life and you won and you never faced defeat, on the day that you lost something, it'll kill you.
You know,
it's something that you're not accustomed to.
Hey, nephew, that what you're saying is so true, and I'm going to tell you a translation from that to something else. You know, a lot of us, we born and raised in the hood, in the ghetto. You know, we ain't always seen it good, and some of us still ain't seen it good. Fortunately for me, I have seen some of the good part of life, but there's been some tough times in my life. Believe me, growing up, got dog, not knowing where this going to come from or that going to come from. But see, that only builds character. You got a lot of these rich folks, and I'm not going to just say that they got to be a certain race, but you got a lot of these rich folks always had a silver spoon in their mouth, bro. And then when they run into adversity to the point where they don't have, the first thing they do is they threaten to kill themselves if they don't kill themselves. You know what I'm saying? But adversity is something that we got done welcome so many years until it's become a part of us. And when we do get ourselves in a position where we're doing better, you know what I'm saying, we're able to appreciate that. When things fall back off, we understand, you know, I've done this before, so I can make it. You know, but there's a lot of people that can't survive from that, bro. So being, you know, being poor or being poor, I mean, born poor and live poor is not really all that bad. You know what I'm saying? I thank God for how my life has, you know, come through the ranks, you know?
Yeah.
What gang y'all in?
We in Jesus' gang.
Yes, sir. What's going on, Dre?
What's going on? Who that, Lee?
Yes, sir.
What up, Lee?
You know, our captain used to always tell us, what gang you in?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I've seen this history on and on and on for quite some time, y'all. And, you know, I'm just glad to be able to witness it myself, y'all, to be a small portion of it or whatever the case, because I don't have to be no light in it. All I got to do is just be involved with the people that's been in it because of the simple fact that for whatever they do, they get their credibility when it comes to me, you know, because of the simple fact that there's a thousand and other things in the world that they could be doing. They choose this, and it just so happened that we run into one another, and with us running into one another, we owe it to ourselves to make a good thing out of it. So that's where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
On the motor.
Yeah. First time I saw Big Drag, that was on U.S. Hastings. Yes, sir.
On Hastings, yeah.
Yes, sir. That's where it started at. U.S. Hastings. That's where it started for me at. I saw you there. Joe the Doctor. Old Wanky with the Maverick.
Mustang
Dave.
Yeah, Maverick.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tom Slick.
Yeah.
Adolph.
With
Ken. I saw them all. You know, so.
Scooter Bud. We
yeah.
can name them. Many
yeah.
of them.
Man, could we name them.
Yeah.
So,
you know,
yes,
I seen Scooter Bug. I didn't get a chance to see Adolph because he hadn't made it there yet. When I went to Rock Funeral, you know, Rockin' and Scooter Bug, Adolph and them was relatives. I think they were brothers, Adolph and Rock was, but I think Scooter Bug, they brothers too.
I am brothers.
Right. I think you're right.
Right.
I seen Scooter Bug, but I didn't get a chance to see Adolph because he hadn't made it there yet. And, those guys still around, man.
Yeah.
Old Scooter. Mm-hmm.
I know. Yeah. You remember Kitty O? Remember Kitty O or Drag?
Kitty O, yeah, I remember Kitty O.
Yeah. Kitty O. Bobby John.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of
them. Yeah, I know. I remember them all, Girl Scout and West Side and all them guys, you know, little dudes.
Yep. Curly Bill, yeah.
Hey, y'all remember James Dempsey with the Disco Lady?
Yeah, James. Yeah. I remember James. Yeah, he had a shot right there on the side of Harrison. He had a white Malibu called the Disco Lady. He had a Camaro, too. James had a Camaro, too. I think him and his brother got into it or something. One of them died or something, like got shot or something, didn't it?
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He moved
down there on Ogden and Weston.
Yeah, you talking about James Dempsey?
Yeah, that's
James. Well, yeah, just go away.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stop saying that, man. I'm gonna be on totally people my age, man.
Yeah. Them dudes been around some years, man. It's funny you said that, bro. I was just on the. I woke up last night and wasn't sleepy. I just got on the internet and was searching the US 30 website. You know, just going through all the old cars and stuff. You know, seeing a lot of old stuff, no big thing and stuff like that. The midnight Raider. You know, all that stuff just taking me back in them days.
Oh yeah, there was some good days, man. There was some good days. A lot of guys we try to sit back and tell them about it. So, so a lot of them don't want to hear it. But if they had been around, they sure would have wanted to see it because it was something.
Man, I tell you what, a lot of these young guys, you know, doing the racing that they're doing, this is decent racing. I ain't going to say nothing bad about it, but boy, I just wish I could snap them in the back in the days when we was racing. Man, it would be like, wow, man, you guys was really, really having a great time. Oh, boy, I tell you, it was no, now, not like tonight. Say it's February. This is February night, but it's dry outside. We'd all be at OC Shop trying to run some slow cars, you know, some 12-second, 13-second cars. Tonight, we'd be out at OC Shop trying to race.
Yes, sir.
Back in them days.
Yes, sir. And Hal went down on Damon and Fulton when it was cold down there and raced.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If the streets were dry and ain't all salty, we was racing, man. We was racing. Man. You know, it didn't matter how cold. I mean, we run on Christmas Eve, man. On Christmas Eve, we raced on Doty.
Mm-hmm. But you know what, Drag? A lot of them wouldn't have been able to hang with us, man, because we can hang out all weekend long, bro, man. Go eat breakfast at the place, come right back and get busy again.
You're
when it come that, when it come that time, set Sunday evening, everybody start kind of bringing on, man. It's time to head on in so you can go to the family and then get ready to go to work.
My wife back there, Larry, she swear to God, there's no way that you staying up fooling them cars all night long. I said, okay. I'm going to take you with me tonight. She hung out with me. I stayed out all Friday night, come home about 8 o'clock in the morning. She ain't no way in the world you hanging out with no car. You can't tell me. I said, okay, I'm going to take you with me tonight. Okay, I want to go. Man, I took her with me that night. I said, make sure you get your change of clothes. Because when we leave, where we going at Ocean, we going to the track. Man, I left that house about 5 o'clock Saturday afternoon. And we went, once we stayed all night, we raced all night. We went from the west side to the south side and back to the west side. And when the dog on 6 o'clock come, we went and ate and went to the track. We went to 30. So you going to take me home and get my cold? I think I told you to bring some.
Hey, Drag, do you remember once I ran Lil Larry 6 o'clock in the morning back in the half and you won all that money?
Yeah. Yeah, daylight had come up. Mm-hmm. And leave the street racing and go to the track, bro. Ain't brush no teeth, ain't wash no face, ain't tip. Go straight to the track, shoot, get some gum. Put some gum all day. Smoking in the pole cat. Yeah, dog, we got the gum here to the track. We race in the track, we get to race in the track, we race on the way home on the Skyway, and might stop on Dodie if somebody was doing something, man. I'm talking about
hey,
some good dogs.
Hey, Drag, but that you forgot about, we'd be out there and then we start feet racing for money if we ain't get no cars.
Sure would. Man, there was some heck of a time, man. There was some heck of a time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Big Eddie, yeah. Big Eddie done back out. He went around.
Oh, Big Eddie's still on here with us, ain't he?
Yeah. I'm still here, man. I'm just sitting back listening.
You know we leave the race team and go straight to the track.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. That's
Yes, sir.
Man.
But you know what? You had guys right during that time that loved that thing, man. They loved it, you know. And there's a lot of them now that like it. I don't know how many of them really love it. But one thing for sure, Drag, over the weekend, Drag, we would see more races over the weekend than a lot of times they could see in a whole year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it was guys lined up to run back-to-back races, man. On Hastings and on Whipple. Man, yeah. It was so crowded, man. I'm telling you, man, it was like the start line, how the start line be nowadays at these tracks in the grid race. That's how it used to be on the street, but everybody was off to the side. But it was the people packed. People come out of their houses on the block and stand out there with, you know, in on the side and watch the race and bring their kids out, watch the race. Man, that stuff was some, that was tough.
Hey, Drag, if we could drive them cars on old Doty on that little slab, you know we were doing some hell of a race in the back there driving on old Doty.
You sure were, because both cars are right beside each other.
Beside each other. You got it.
Now entering the mix, y'all, is 773-7115. Mr. Kidd, come on in.
Come on, Kidd.
Good evening, everybody. I was just sitting back listening to some of those older guys, you know, so I can learn something.
You one of them old showgirls that was sitting out there doing the same thing we do.
What's happening, man?
What's going on?
Yeah, there's nothing happening.
Out there doing the same thing we was doing.
Hey, Drab, but the funny part about it, do you remember on Sunday it was 12 o'clock noon once we would go out there on Doty and you get about five or six races off, man, on Sunday.
Yeah.
12 o'clock showdown.
Oh yeah, I remember that old.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
But most of them I missed them cause on them Sundays. Early that morning, boy, I'd be striking out here at the U.S. 30.
Yeah.
Back during that time, my favorite car was No Big Thing. I'd love to see that thing go up in there and come down and hit another gear. Go back up in there again. You better be long gone, because when he bumped that fourth gear, you better be riding, because he's coming.
And that's going to run 1060 like that. That dude will pull the wheels back up in the air in fourth gear.
Yeah, sir.
Hey, thanks, Greg.
Yeah.
You remember when Junk put Austin Motor off and down and made that triple perfecta, didn't he?
Well, three in one night. Junk y'all didn't have a quarter when we left the garage. That's not gonna come back. Junk y'all come back had over 13,000. Junk y'all called the booty hole bet they had a dash. That man lost that money and won. Golly, Junk I had 13,000 plus when we got back that next morning. He counted that money. He done called bets everywhere. Everybody.
But you got to remember that Dangerous was some Dangerous back then. That there was a hell of a car and a hell of a name for that boot.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of a kind.
Yes, it was. Some kind of Dangerous.
Some kind of Dangerous. Yep.
Yeah. That it was.
Uh-huh.
And then it wasn't a bit motor either.
No, it was only a doggone 60 over 427, but it had Linko in it. You know, that clutch helped it out a lot. Yeah. Cooper just told me he seen Shorty here just this week. I was talking to Cooper. He said he seen Shorty. They was at the, they meet up at some McDonald's, I think, on Roosevelt Road in the morning, and they all sit down and have coffee. So Shorty was there.
Yeah. I know. Yep, the last time I saw him was at your event.
Yeah, he comes to my race. He comes to a lot of races, though. I be seeing him. Uh-huh. Yeah.
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 Hey. Oh, it's been some good history, y'all. And it still ain't over. We just recently had history drag. Shoot. I seen a man shut down a whole small block class, drag. A whole small block class that then had 60 to 75 or 80% of big blocks scared to run it. You know.
Yeah.
I ain't seen nobody do that with a small block, drag. I mean, I've seen some hell of a small blocks, but I couldn't just take all the credibility and say, per se, this or that. Because it had a lot to do with the people, too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody ain't got no hard drag.
Right.
Hey, Craig, is a bit sit still around big sister used to drive Opie.
Yeah.
He's
still around.
Yeah, right. I heard that. He lived in Aurora. Somebody had seen him last year, and he had sent word, say hello and stuff like that, Big Sis.
You talking about Big Sis Row?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, okay.
Well, yeah.
If you saw Tom Slick right now, Tom Slick looked the same now as he did back during the time when he was over there on Van Buren.
I went and visited Slick last summer. He lives in Benton Harbor. I went and visited him. He still got the Torino sitting in his. He got a garage built on the side of the house, a real nice garage, brick garage. He got his Torino sitting in there, and he got that Monterey. Remember that big old Monterey he had?
Right,
that photo?
Yeah,
he had both of them cars. Yep,
uh-huh.
And that doggone Torino looked just like it did back then, yellow with that black hood and this original 429 Super CJ car. That car worth a lot of money. That Torino is. He got that car sitting in his garage. I went to see Slick last summer. Me and Lil Don and Leroy Preacher Brother and Anthony. We went to see Slick.
Yeah, I saw him at the Ham Fest. You know, cause he's up to the CBN too.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
He done slimmed down some. He's not even as big as he used to be. He done slimmed down some.
Yeah, he look good, man. He look real good, man. Look at him, you never guess his age. You never guess his age looking at it.
Looking 74 or 75. I think he told us how old he was when we was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He got a nice place, got some acreage where he at. Yeah, Slick's doing pretty good, man. I know that diabetes had him one while. He said that he still goes to the dialysis. But he doing good. I was good to see him because Slick used to take me to the track when I was a young boy. You know, he lived directly behind us. He lived on Washington in the 4400 block. We lived on West End in the 4400 block. So our alley separated our, you know, the streets. And
Slick
used to leave his car in front of our garage. I used to watch his car when I was a kid, man, when he'd go to work. And he used to take me to the track with him. I was a little boy.
Yeah.
He used to work for Flat Street. Remember, he used to drive that red van had Flat Street roll on the side of it where they put up street lights and stuff.
Yeah, because he got to be about 76, somewhere, because Scrap Iron is 80, 81. He 81 years old, man.
He's in his 70s. I know that. And he told us how old he was. If I'm not mistaken... Yeah, he could be about 75, 76 around there with Cooper.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Doing good, too. I don't know who he was. I looked at his face, and I knew exactly who he was.
Yeah. He don't look no different. Just look thinner. He done lost some weight. I guess that's from, you know, having to deal with the diabetes stuff. But he doing good.
Uh-huh. That's good. Yeah, that's real good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a lot of it out here, man. A lot of it out here.
Yeah, it's a lot of guys still around, you know. Hopefully Raylo's banquet will generate a lot of the old guys and bring them out. I'm gonna try to get old man Dale Creasy to come out, you know, the owner of Dale Creasy Funny Car. I'm gonna try to get in contact with him and bring him out. Cause he don't go too many places no more. Dale getting old. Dale close to 80. I'm gonna see can I get him out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Old junkyard there, boy. I'm telling you, boy. Oh, yeah, dog.
Yeah. Yeah, you know who else is still around? He moved out of Alabama, but he calls us. He calls Cooper. Oh, is Nub? Nub's still around too.
Nub, I ain't seen Nub. Oh man, I can't remember the last time I seen Nub.
I ain't seen him probably in 30 years, but you know he still calls. He still calls. And when we went to Montgomery about 2 or 3 years ago, he was supposed to came there and met us because he's not far from the track, but something had came up, he could not make it, but He's still around. He's still fooling with the cars a little bit.
What happened to Ralph? You remember Ralph?
Yeah. I don't know.
Had to play some on Lake Street. Had that black, what was that, Charger or something that he had, a black Super B or something.
It was maroon. Wasn't it like a deep maroon or something? I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It could have been black, though, but I know who you're talking about. Yeah, it was a Charger, I think it was.
Yeah, I ain't seen him in a long time.
Yeah, I ain't seen a lot.
Had that boy named Joe Bob with him all the time. Oh, Joe Bob.
Joe Bob. I remember Joe Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see nothing, dude. I ain't seen Bud in years. I don't know if Bud's still living. I thought I may have heard something about Bud, man, passed. Odie's still around, Odie. I know Bud used to talk to Odie. He's still around. And Son's still around, too. I just ain't seen him. But he's still around.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey,
buddy. It's a
yeah,
lot of
kid.
Hits, man.
You got 30 minutes, man. I got it on right now. They got some NASCAR stuff on.
Yeah, it come on 9:30.
Yeah, you said you had sent me a text.
We're not putting 9 o'clock in there, so you'd be getting ready.
Hey, I just changed my TV too from Dish to DirecTV because Dish they wanted to charge me for a whole nother package to get that. So I just changed my stuff over from the package that DirecTV had and had the Fox One on it, and I got way more channels than I had from Dish for less money.
Mm-hmm. I think Raylo and them folks gonna have the live show of the Sunday's race over at the motorcycle club Sunday. I gotta call them and find out. Sure. Yeah.
I'm supposed to take my car to the chassis and the body to the paint shop Sunday. I'm gonna try to do it tomorrow because they're threatening snow for Sunday. So if I get it done tomorrow night, then I'll probably come over there.
Right, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to see them goddamn flat hoods, see how they're riding.
Yeah, I looked on the internet. That boy, what's his name? On the Bo Butner, he's number one qualifier.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, after two rounds, he won 60 flat.
Yeah, they said it's totally different. That's what Erica was saying about the burnouts and all that shit with that electronic fuel injection.
Only thing I can see in the burnout being such a problem is that it would want to get away from you. You know, so sharp being fuel injection. You know, you got to be on top of it to try to get away from you in the burnout, but. I can't see how anything else would be a problem, but like I said, I ain't driving either.
Yeah.
Hey, Dragon, mm-hmm. How old is Zimmerman? How old is Zimmerman about?
Zimmerman's probably close to 70.
Yep.
Jimmy Zimmer.
Mm-hmm. I know I saw him down south a few times, you know. I didn't know if he had moved out that way or not, because I know.
Nah, he live right there. He live on First Avenue. I know right where he live at. Matter of fact, I'm gonna get in contact with him and tell him about Raylo's bank because the first year he came, I had told him about it. He came. I got a friend of mine got Zimmer's number. I'll call him and let him know about Raylo bank.
I'm glad we brought that up. I'm gonna take a couple seconds to say this to everybody that's on the show. On the 28th of February, Dalton, Illinois, on Chicago Road, we asked each and everybody that can come out there. We got a lot of things that we're gonna be trying to do at the drag race party, And the things that we're going to be trying to do is it's about each and everybody that shows up, everybody that's not showing up. It's going to be a real fantabulous thing because we're going to have old-timers, we're going to have mid-timers, we're going to have young-timers, we're going to have it all. You know, and we want them to come and support what Raylo is doing because he's been doing a wonderful job for the last few years with his drag race party. So that's we ask each and everybody that can to please show up and come on down and do a little fellowshipping with us. And if y'all, get there early enough, but so far and so on, I'm going to have the belts. I want each and everybody that want to take a picture with the belts themselves, you know, for the small block championship. Raylo got quite a few things, his presentation so far and so on going on, so we want everybody to try to show up, you know. And with that being said, y'all, we can go right back. I just wanted to make sure I mention that tonight because I do not want to forget it up until the point in time that it takes place. I know you're going to be there, Dre.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely going to be there. No doubt. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hey, Dre, if I have to get a bobsled, Eddie going to be there with us, too.
Eddie, he'll be there.
Yeah.
Eddie from the west side, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
But see, the bobsled, Eddie ain't going to be in that, man. That's going to be full of weeping willows. If you don't act right, got to take care of that business, man. Yeah, he'll be right there with the organization. He'll be right there. Yes, sir. Yeah. Hey, Crooked Manor.
Crooked Manor went to sleep.
Nah. He probably didn't
mention it. Nah, I'm good. I just had my phone on mute. I had the TV going for a minute. I was watching something on TV.
Hey, Crooked Manor, isn't Charlie going to come on in 15 minutes?
Yeah, I was listening to y'all. Kid was telling you that told you put it on up for 9:00 and you told me to come on at 9:30.
Yeah, come on. FX1.
Okay, yeah, Fox. Yeah, we got that.
Okay. Well, it'll be on in about 15 minutes.
Okay.
We ain't got no more hands up, Crooked Manor?
Not at this time, huh?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Tell you out there at the goddamn truck show, huh?
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Ain't too many him out there. They don't go to that.
Yeah. Well, Crooked Manor, we'll look at it up until around 9:30, and see if anybody else want to join in with us. If not, then I'll consult you from that time on.
Okay.
Once we get some action going on around here, y'all, we're going to have plenty to talk about. But right now, we ain't got too much of nothing going on, so the only thing we can do is mainly try to talk about some of the things that we know and so far and so on and try to keep the shows and stuff going. We try to get everybody to join in with us, but we got a lot of modest, real modest people on the show who they don't like to raise their hand and come in and speak out or fellowship or whatever the case is, but, you know,
it's all good,
because we want y'all to do things by choice, not force, you know, so when y'all make y'all mind up, y'all will, and when y'all do, watch, when you walk right in, we're going to fellowship right with you right on, you know, and that's it, no doubt. Brad?
Yes, sir, Uncle Larry.
What you got going on over there, man?
Oh, nothing, man. Just sitting back, watching a little TV.
Yeah.
Getting ready to, waiting for this here to be over with. I probably crawled into bed early tonight. Get on down the road a little bit there in a moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you at, Brad?
Oh, just up in Wisconsin, man.
Man, you ain't going nowhere.
Oh, yeah. It's a little right up there in La Crosse, you know. I got some family up there. So my brother used to reside before he passed away, so his family is up
right
there. So I try to get up there from time to time and holler at him. And me and Uncle Larry probably be going up there this summer a little bit, you know, doing a little fishing. I'm going to show him how to catch a fish. He think he know how to catch a fish. I'm going to show him how to sling that rod.
Larry got a net. Larry got a net, man.
Big
Ed.
Yeah,
hey,
Big Ed.
Yeah.
If you go down the road, you'll be going the wrong way. You got to go up the road.
Well, you know, down, up, I don't know, man. I just be traveling, you know.
Yeah, try to go up that road because you go down the road, you're heading towards Missouri and shit.
Yeah, you're right, man. You know, you just be talking sometime and you don't think about the fact of which way you're pointing. I just go up, down, and around, even sideways. You know what I'm saying? I just be rolling, man.
Yeah. I gotta go to Wisconsin tomorrow, even with my car, because that's where the payment is.
Okay.
It's like two exits before the track, but it's right off the lake. I gotta go way the heck north when I get off. Get off right there, two exits before the track, and then I gotta go straight north to the lake. I mean, dead end at the lake, and make a right hand turn and do a shot right there.
Yeah.
So all right. I'm using an open trailer. So I want to try to get my car to the shop before the snow comes.
Yeah.
I don't really feel like fooling with no dog on them cold trailer.
Yeah, I know them open trailers come in handy when you just do a little quick stuff.
Right. And the car's naked. Ain't nothing in it, no motor in it, and no doors, no front end on it, no windows in it. So, I mean,
yeah,
it's real simple. Yeah,
man.
Hey, kid, I'm looking at this NASCAR stuff they got on before NHRA. They just showed Linda Vaughn. Man, that lady looking old. Well, she is old, I guess, though.
Yeah, she got to be damn near 70.
She got to be older than 70, man. Man, I'm telling you, she got to be in her 80s at least.
Man, that lady was in her 30s back in 1970.
Right.
Yeah, you know, money do for you, though.
Yeah.
Sometimes money don't help. Look at old girl that died. What her name was? Had all the surgery, had her face looking like a clown.
Oh, well, you know, she had the wrong physician.
She had about 3,000 plastic surgeries. That's what happened to her.
Yeah. They had tried to kind of straighten out a little bit. But when she first had it done, she was really in trouble. They you know, they couldn't straighten all the way out, but they had straightened out some. It messed up so bad when they first done it, she'd be talking and did nothing in her face move, even her mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah,
man. Y'all. Oh, okay. I'm going to get ready to watch this NHRA. Another 5 minutes. I'm going to give y'all 5 minutes.
Yes, indeed.
What y'all like that, man? What y'all like
that? We don't even know.
I ain't heard them.
Yeah.
Cadillac on mute.
You on mute?
I'd probably give him a call tomorrow, man. I ain't heard from him in a couple of weeks.
Cadillac, I ain't gonna whoop him, man. I'm gonna leave him alone. He can get back on.
Man, I don't think Cadillac gonna be running from nobody this year, man. He say he gonna be stout this year, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I I know Kid, when you said the NHRA drag, I knew Kid was gonna get quiet because Kid said that's his favorite. He said that's his favorite.
Yeah. 313-717-3, your mic is open.
What's going on, fellas?
Shake it, baby.
What's up, Jake?
What's up, man? Hey, man.
What's up,
Shake? What's happening? What's up, Shake? What's up, man?
What's up,
man? I'm just holding it down, man. Waiting till this weather change. Everything all right, though. A little tired.
Yeah.
What's up with you, man?
Yeah, just kind of relaxing and getting on here, enjoying some of the fellas, man, you know, talking about the old times and times we're looking forward to and so far and so on. Shake, you know the record.
Them days, huh? Remember them days?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, wish we could have bottled them.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, sir. I either had an instant replay.
Yeah, we're going to have to hold on to it the best way we can. If we have to imitate it the best way we can.
Yeah,
that's all
yeah.
you can do.
Yeah.
You got to remember. You got to remember, today is always here. You never can get back tomorrow. I mean, never get back yesterday, and tomorrow never comes.
Right. That's true. Man, when was Long Island Joe's race? You have a date for that?
What is that? March 18th, 19th.
Let me put that on my calendar. He's supposed to have some food prepared for us, ain't he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, they had to... Every time we go down there, that carpet be laid out all the way through the place, man.
Yeah, his wife took care of it last time. That was some southern hospitality.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to get out of here, y'all. I'll holler at everybody later.
All right, man. Take care, God.
All right.
Yeah, Shake. And that's the way it should be at all events, Shake, really, if you want to be truthful.
Yeah, all sure. Of them should. We have to keep fighting and try to make it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
You said March 17th,
18th,
19th? 18th, 19th. That's Friday and Saturday. I got you.
Yeah, Friday and Saturday.
How you been, Crooked?
Oh, man, I've been pretty good.
Crooked.
Okay, that's good.
Crooked.
Don't start, baby.
It's invasion of the body snatchers, man. That's who that is.
Uncle Larry?
Yes, sir.
I didn't say your name, man.
We're talking about
I did not say your name.
Man. I ain't say you did.
Like you said, crooked. I just said that's invading on the body snatch.
I ain't say you did, man. I ain't said nothing. Don't start nothing, it won't be nothing. On the motor.
Don't start no shit, won't be no shit.
Hey, Larry.
I ain't got love. I don't want to fight no more.
Tell him, baby.
Hey, what's happening?
You all right, man?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah,
waiting on the race,
the qualifying and shit to get ready to come out.
Kid, one of the brothers I know, man. Kid ain't never, you know what I'm saying? Kid don't let nothing bother him, nothing.
I try not to.
I've been paying attention to that, kid. You know what I'm saying? You don't let nothing get to you, man. You let it roll out like a water on a duck back.
I'm not finna let this shit stress me out, Crook.
Right. Hey, Larry, have you heard any improvements on 41 for this year, or you don't know anything yet?
No, I haven't talked to him yet, but I will. I'm going to talk to him tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to him tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'm going to find out they plan to open. I promised Smooth Criminal I would let him know, and in the process I'm going to do a little bit more talking with, a little more elaborating with him, so.
Yeah. Yeah, they can do something about some washrooms, you know, little things like that.
Mm-hmm. I know they say it's lit up more all down through there now. I know they said that. Heard nothing about, you know, the rest of it, but I'll talk to him.
Yep, that's a big help.
Oh, no doubt. Yep. Yep.
I just hope we can, if you grow up racist this year, we can get some more of them folks off the line up into the stands, man. That would be a hell of an improvement.
You got that right. Because you know what, kid, I really don't want to see the time when we say, damn, man, we kept asking them, man, now look what did happen. You know what? I don't want to see that.
Yep.
A lot of folks really don't know how dangerous it really is, man, but it's dangerous.
All they would have to do is go to the stands, you know, and you can do all your betting you want. You know, you ain't got to be out there behind some cars and shit, man. I know I don't particularly care to be out there on that line.
Yes, sir.
I done experienced that shit before, man. Goddamn harmonic balance to come off an awesome car. You know, that was the old type with that rubber was in there with it.
Yeah, with that rubber.
That damn thing had us dancing up on that starting line. And when it came out, buddy, they were looking to hurt somebody.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A drive shaft came out of somebody's car not too long ago. And they got away with that one, luckily.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all it did was just hurt, you know, kind of bruise the leg up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know. Yes, sir. Well. Y'all, we ain't got nobody else coming in, and I don't want the show to go to a bore. Plus, you know, we got some NHRA coming on, and with that being said, I want to say I appreciate each and everybody that came on to the show tonight. Which tomorrow, myself, I do have a show to do tomorrow night too. Also, you know, and I want everybody to, you know, all of y'all welcome and. Like I told y'all, it's just like being at home, y'all, because we're going to try to make sure that y'all have the confidence and the conveniences on the show that you would as if you were sitting at home with your legs crossed. So with that being said, hey, bro, Crooked Ladder.
Yep, I'll holler tomorrow.
We're going to turn them on in early tonight, bro, man. Good night to each and every one of you all, and God bless y'all.
All right, Uncle Larry.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Saturday night edition of your Clocks Off Grudge Discussions radio show with your host, Mr. Fellowship himself, Uncle Larry, bringing back goodwill, fun, and integrity to the grudge game. He hails from the Midwest, great state of Illinois, and magnanimous city of Chicago. So grab your cell phones, tablets, and headsets, and get ready for the truth, and nothing but the truth will be brought to you by Clocks Off for the people of the grudge world. Come on in, participate, let your voice be heard. Ugh.